so he'd go looking for them afterwards. And we'd come along, and I'd see your hat here, and I'd say, I'd pick it up, and I'd say, I hand it to you.
You do
what might I say when I hand you your hat? I'd pick up the hat off the ground and I'd give it to you. What might I say?
You'd say, here's your hat.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say anything like, how be you?
Yes.
You say that? Mm-hmm. Say, be you going?
Be you going?
Uh-huh.
Hardly ever.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say, he's busier than I be?
Busier than I am. Mm-hmm.
But you would say, how be you?
Yeah.
How would you say the opposite of he ought to do that? Now you want to say
he ought to do that.
Yeah, now how do you say the opposite?
He shouldn't.
Well, I mean, suppose
you didn't want him to do it.
Yeah.
He should not do it.
Uh-huh. But you say he ought to do it, or he
oughtn't. He oughtn't to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, suppose some people were trying to get a politician to do something wrong. He refuses. He says, no, I it's wrong.
You don't know what he'd say?
Yeah. He's telling these men.
But he wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it.
Yeah, but he says, no, it's wrong. I simply what?
Won't do it?
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And you suppose there's a child that is afraid of the dark. You say, I can't understand why he's afraid of the dark now. In the past, he
was not.
Mm-hmm. Or another way. Suppose in the past he used to be afraid. Now, suppose it's the other way around. In the past he was not. What would you say? In the same style that you would say he used to be afraid.
He used to be afraid, but he is not.
Anymore. Okay, now suppose it's the other way around. You say he's not afraid anymore, But in the past,
he used to be. Is that right?
Or the other way around. I suppose you say he's afraid of the dark now. I can't understand it because in the past he
wasn't.
Or another way. Remember, we had used to be.
Yeah.
Now I wonder how you'd say the opposite of that.
Used to be. He is not now.
Mm-hmm.